This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me go to my guest right now. Guy Shirokey is president and CEO of the Chester County Chamber of Business and Industry. Guy, you have been leading the charge on the ballot questions for tomorrow, so I thank you for coming on the show. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you. A little anxious with tomorrow being the big day.
Yeah. Well, your spots, your radio commercials sound great. I heard him, over the weekend, and I thought, I got to get Guy on the show to talk about this, because I think people right now, they may feel like, yeah, Wolf's not that bad of a guy. He said, I can take my face mask off.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case, because, as you've been discussing on your show, Wolf has been operating now for 436 days, not that we're counting at our chamber, but for 436 days, it's all been all by whim. There's never been metrics. There's never been standards. So what we have been reminding everyone for the last several days, especially, is the same governor who arbitrarily woke up one day and said, I think things can open up on May 31st, and then said, well, maybe May 17th, is the same governor that could say maybe June 1st or July 1st. In other words, there's been no standards. There's been no metrics. There's been no accountability. So we hope folks realize that. And secondly, and this is far more in your lane, Rich, than mine, but the whole idea of government and society has been turned upside down. We sit by our radio or our phones each day to see what the government tells us we're allowed to do. The reason we're supporting questions one and two is we want to make sure that's never the case. If a governor wants to tell us you can't hug your grandkids, go to a soccer game, or buy a pizza, he or she should have to explain it. It shouldn't be our case to prove it's okay to do it.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we pass questions one and two tomorrow so that there's accountability and standards, something we haven't had this entire virus season.
So, Guy, tell us what questions one and two do so people know when they go to vote tomorrow what they're voting on.
Sure. So after you vote on all your other races for the courts and local races at DA in Philadelphia, usually whether you have paper ballots or machine ballots, it'll be the last thing you see. So it's either going to be on the bottom of your page or the last page in your book or the last touchscreen. There'll be four questions. Question one, remember, written by the governor's staff, is 77 words that really says this. The legislature, by majority vote in the House and by majority vote in the Senate, they can end an emergency declaration. The second question.
Now, let's first, well, quick second,
sure.
Guy. This is important to realize right now. Every reasonable person understands there are times when a governor needs the power to declare an emergency declaration. Every reasonable person agrees with that fact. But we also live in a republic where the legislature, a republic form of government, small r, Republican form of government, a republic, the legislature has the ability to check and balance the executive branch. So if a majority in both chambers of the legislature say the executive authority is hereby rescinded, then that is what is called a check and balance. Perfectly also reasonable.
Sure. And it's also transparent, and it also doesn't allow the governor. It also permits the governor to act. I mean, all of this nonsense that we've been seeing in social media postings from the governor and state legislators, it continues to strike me. Sorry, Rich, but as an aside, it continues to strike me as bizarre as there are state representatives and state senators lobbying against this question because they don't want to be involved. It's amazing that you rush to public service and say, I don't want to be involved in that, in emergencies. But anyway, the governor could issue an emergency declaration, earthquake, flood, snow, power outage. All that it says is the legislature could stop it.
Right.
And without being long-winded and tedious, that just means in the House or the Senate, they're going to introduce a bill. The bill would be transparent. You could read it online. They would have a debate. There would be a roll call vote. The idea that the governor would issue an emergency declaration and that 5 minutes later the legislature would take it away from him is ludicrous. The governor would issue his emergency declaration. Things that needed to be taken care of would. If the legislature thought he overstepped, they would introduce a bill. There would be debate. They would have a vote. It would all be transparent. The whole world would know about it. That's what we're supposed to have. We shouldn't have people ruling by edicts with no rationale, no explanation, and no accountability.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Guy. And I think that that is just something that every reasonable person can agree with. All right. So then tell us about the second question.
Second question says that governor's emergency declarations shall last 21 days. If they need to be extended beyond 21 days, the governor would need the approval of the House and the Senate. Right now, executive orders last 90 days, and they may be renewed indefinitely, which is why we are in day 436 of an emergency. And we may have all believed, with good reason, that last February, last March, last April, last May, there was a state of emergency. This is where then we all start to disagree. With all due respect to the governor, as we said here on May 17th, 436 days later, it's not clear that we're in anything that resembles a state of emergency, and the governor's authority shouldn't last. So question two is very simple. An emergency order, an emergency declaration lasts 21 days. If it needs to go beyond 21 days, the legislature should agree. Pretty straightforward. It allows the governor to do what he needs to do. But again, if you're going to tell people they can't buy pizza, they can't hug their grandkids, they can't go for a walk or watch a soccer game, you should probably get the legislature to approve it. And there should be some debate and discussion in front of all of our eyes so it's transparent.
Yeah, Guy, and tell me now, I mean, you're president and CEO of the Chester County Chamber of Business and Industry, and you've been all over this, and tell me how your members feel, because I think that that's the crucial thing right now. All these small businesses that are part of your chamber, how do they feel right now about how the governor has treated them during this entire 15-month pandemic?
Yeah, I appreciate you raising that question, because that's what really drew us to this. And I won't walk you through it, all of it. But not only me, but my staff and our board has probably talked to 2,000 or 3,000, because frankly, we lost track. We tried to track in the beginning so that we could follow up and help, and we just became overwhelmed. The small businesses have been crushed. And they've been felt voice. They feel voiceless. They feel unheard. Mm-hmm. And that's really the thing. I mean, it's been sort of a triple whammy. They had to deal with this virus individually. Then their businesses were shut down longer with less rationale. And then no one listened to them. In Pennsylvania, there were 14 attempts to open up different parts of the business economy, mostly related to small business. The governor vetoed every one of them. The governor hasn't had town meetings with small businesses, let alone live, let alone even on Zoom. So the frustration level, and that's what really drew us. I mean, like many good chambers or civic organizations, we went through the whole cycle with our nation. We went from sharing information on safety practices to how to get safety material and hand sanitizer to how to get the grant programs. And then when things were sort of stabilized and we were talking to hospitals and realized that they were busy but not overwhelmed, around May of last year, we started to say, what's next? And our businesses were saying, well, I'll go and get a PPP loan, but when that runs out in June or July, what do we do? And we began asking, and we didn't get answers. So there's a lot of concern. There's a lot of concern. There's a lot of fear and anxiety, particularly in the hospitality industry and in all of the small businesses that are related to them. We need to all remember that when you close down a catering hall, it's not just the dozens and dozens of people that work there. It's all the ripple effect. It's the car valets, the videographers, the DJs, the food suppliers, the laundry services. It's a ripple effect when you shut down these places. And there was no plan to help them. There was no plan to help the ripple effect. And when you take away small restaurants from downtowns in Westchester or Phoenixville or New Hope, what does it do? The antique shops, the clothing stores, the after-hours bars, all of those things are impacted. That's what we hear. I mean, that's what drew us to this. We went from being an organization echoing safety measures offering help, to saying we've got to step in and fight for these folks because nobody is listening to them.
It's amazing. Amazing. All right. So vote yes tomorrow on questions one and two. These are reasonable. This is what we need to restore some order and checks and balances to the state of Pennsylvania. Hey, Guy, thank you so much. I appreciate all the great work on this. Where can people find you if they want to get more information on the ballot questions?
Everyone in the Delaware Valley can go to VoteYesChesco.org. VoteYesChesco.org. It's based from our chamber, but there's plenty of information that applies to everyone in Pennsylvania. It's a summary of the questions, and if you have questions for us, you can reach us and we'll get back to you. So VoteYesChesco.org. I appreciate it. Please get to the polls tomorrow and encourage folks to go. It will be a very low turnout election. A handful of people are going to decide whether we get back to normal, so we need everybody's help.
Guy Shirokey, thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk again soon. I appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow, and thanks for all your work on this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.